A young woman was dismissed from Canadian Pacific Rail. She was a train conductor. She said she loved her job on the railroad, and she's sad that she'll likely never get to work as a conductor again. She was fired partly because of the images she posted on social media. Some of those images were a little bit risque, and in one selfie, she was wearing a work vest, and in other photos, she was on the train tracks, which, of course, are property of CP Rail. She went on to say, what a girl does in her spare time when she goes home with her life and her body isn't anybody's business but her own. I'm not hurting anyone, and the company shouldn't really care. It shouldn't matter to them. However, she was let go from the company and is no longer a train conductor. She was dismissed in November of 2017 because of not only the modeling photos that were posted online, but also because she made disparaging remarks about the company. Now, they went to arbitration and all that stuff, and she actually was awarded some money, but they're not giving her her job back. How does that all work? Joining us now is Howard Levitt from Levitt LLP. He's an employment lawyer. Howard, welcome to the Nightside.
Well, thank you for having me.
I would imagine you see many of these cases where an employee either says something disparaging about a company or posts something online that they don't like. That's got to be somewhat almost normal these days.
Well, it's not abnormal. It's much more common than it used to be.
And so
people,
what happens there?
Give their head a shake and realize they can't do it because everyone finds out about it and they're likely to lose their job.
All right, so the posting photos online, whether they're risque or not risque, anything that could be maybe below the belt or be seedy or not appreciated by the company, the simple suggestion is just don't do it, right?
Just don't do it. Look, the employer says, do I want this person working for me? Even if it's not particularly material to the job, is this a brand that I recognize, is this a brand that I represent, is this how I want to be associated to the extent people associate this employee with me? So maybe they've done something so egregious it's cause for discharge. Maybe they don't get severance pay. Maybe they haven't, but they fire them anyway and pay wrongful dismissal damages, such as it is. In a junior staff, it's not very much. So the better answer for an employee is just don't do it.
And what about the case where Canadian Pacific said, well, she's also wearing a company vest or she is on company property? Does that make it more serious?
Sure, because at that point, you're associating yourself with a company. If you're some anonymous backroom clerk and no one knows who you are and it's not going to be in the newspaper, you're working for CP or News Talk 1010 or wherever your employer is, it's harder for the employer to argue cause based on your brand, damaging the brand of the company. If you're actually wearing company paraphernalia or walking or driving around in a, Telus truck or whatever, then it's much easier to show it's cause for discharge if you behave in an embarrassing way.
Howard Levitt with us, employment lawyer at Levitt LLP. Howard, when it comes to disparaging remarks she made about the company online, I know there are a lot of people that just feel that when they're on Facebook, they can say anything they want. What is the damage someone is doing to a company when they have disparaging remarks? Like, what is the argument that the company says, this is why it's bad for us?
Well, it depends who it is, and depends what the position is in the company. There's one case where an employee who was a marketing person from a northern municipality showed pictures of the garbage dumps in that municipality, their Facebook page, and the court said that's cause for discharge. Their job is to promote the company, the municipality, not tear it down. So a little bit depends on what your job is. And the more senior you are, the more marketing-focused you are, the more likely it's cause for discharge. To the extent that your name will be associated with that company because it's in the paper and they talk in the paper or on News Talk about what company you work for, then it's also going to be cause for discharge. Another guy worked for Linamar Inc. and he downloaded child porn in the IT department and the newspaper talking about the charge mentioned he worked for Linamar. Linamar fired him immediately and the court said it was cause for discharge because there was this negative association with Linamar. So it depends on who you are, what your position are, how clearly you make your association with the company. Maybe on your Facebook posting, you say where you work in your LinkedIn posting and you do something stupid on that posting and immediately it's associated with your employer. All these kids in Vancouver, where I am right now as we're talking, who who were fired after the hockey riots a few years ago because people sent their pictures to their employers who immediately fired them all. So you got to be very careful.
Now, one of the points that was brought up in this case was that she had made sexually suggestive comments online mentioning an investigating officer by name. So if you're on your social media and you're talking disparagingly specifically about someone that works for the company, that has to almost be a no-brainer.
You'd think so. Now, in this case, it was an arbitration, a unionized arbitration, not a court award. Arbitrators tend a little more lenient than judges to misconduct. So she got her job back. Of course, she had a several-month suspension. No, I'm sorry, what happened? She did not get her job back in this case, but they decided because she polluted the well so toxically, they would not give her job back, even though they thought the conduct itself wasn't serious enough to be cause for discharge. They wouldn't give her job back. They gave her some pay instead because they decided the reinstatement would be untenable. She polluted the well she would be swimming and drinking in.
So when you trash-talk your employer, it's reasonable for them to never want to have you back because is that like a breaking of trust? Is it something?
Yes. Yes. Anybody who does anything violates the central trust is it's cause for the discharge. Now, every employee, it doesn't matter how junior they are, has what's called a duty of fidelity, of faithfulness to their employer. And if you trash talk, as you put it, your employer, you're breaking that fundamental duty of fidelity. Now, it depends, again, what your position is. The more senior, the worse. The more junior, it's not as egregious. Whether it will be cause for discharge without severance pay. But don't mistake this. An employer can always fire you, whether it has cause or not.
Howard, as an employment lawyer, could you argue this another way where, hey, if you're going to award her money, you should also reinstate her? Like, do you think there's an argument that could be made that she should be reinstated?
Well,
or could no lawyer win that?
That's exactly what the issue was. First of all, it was a unionized environment, so the possibility of reinstatement exists. In a non-union environment affecting most of us, there is no possibility, even theoretically, not of legal reinstatement. But the court said, or the arbitrator said, because she polluted the well that she worked and violated the trust of the company, created an untenable environment, even though what she did wasn't serious enough to fire her. Remember, part of what she did that polluted the well should after she was fired, so therefore it can't be part of the cause for firing her.
Right.
But she then went on and did other things that made her reinstatement untenable, and therefore they said, even though she would have won the case, if she kept her mouth shut or her pen shut, she would have, or typing finger shut, she would have been reinstated. We're not going to reinstate this woman in these circumstances because the relationship has now been made untenable, so we'll give her money instead of reinstatement.
Howard Levitt, employment lawyer at Levitt LLP. I appreciate you taking some time out of your tough job there in Vancouver and joining us tonight, Howard.
Thanks so much for having me. Now
All right.
Back to the bar.
Yeah, good luck with your case. There's
okay,
Howard. So Howard's advice is, look, talking trash about your employer online is never going to work out well for you. And shady stuff online is never going to work out well for you.